Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, December 5th, 2025. Penobscot Tribal Elder Charles Norman Shea died Wednesday, December 3rd, at 101 years old. When he was 19, he served as a medic on Omaha Beach on D-Day, and according to a recent report in Reuters, quote, as a U.S. Army medic, he ran across the beach dozens of times, dragging men out of the surf and patching up their wounds under heavy fire, actions for which he was awarded a Silver Star, 3 Bronze Stars, and France's Legion Honor. End quote. Maine's Governor Mills issued this following statement on his passing. Quote, I am deeply saddened at the passing of Charles Norman Shea, whose bravery as a 19-year-old medic during D-Day saved Allied lives on Omaha Beach. Charles and his 3 brothers served valiantly during World War II, service during which Charles was held as a POW, prisoner of war, in defense of freedoms they themselves were not yet afforded, including the right to vote. Charles later served with selflessness and distinction in the Korean War and Cold War, a record of service that has been honored by the Penobscot Nation, the U.S., the state of Maine, and his adopted home of France, which bestowed upon him its highest award, the Legion of Honor. I was proud to honor his vision by signing legislation in 2024 to establish a memorial for Wabanaki veterans of U.S. Armed Forces so their service and courage are remembered for generations to come. On behalf of the people of Maine, I mourn his passing and offer my condolences to his loved ones, the Penobscot Nation, and all the people Charles Shea inspired during his remarkable life. End quote. Again, that was from Governor Mills' statement that she issued this week upon the passing of Charles Norman Shea. Spotify's annual Wrapped results, a personalized summary of Spotify users' listening habits over the year, came out this week, prompting social media posts sharing results, which in turn increased Spotify's visibility. Indivisible, one of the progressive groups behind the No Kings movement, has encouraged a boycott of Spotify until they stop running ICE recruitment ads. They say, quote, today, social media feeds are full of people sharing their Spotify Wrapped results, while Spotify is full of ICE recruitment ads. Spotify's annual personalized look back is usually a fun way to reflect on what you've listened to over the year and share your tastes with friends. But it's kind of a buzzkill when the propaganda for a brutal secret police force ends up in your top genres because Spotify has chosen to make itself a pipeline for Trump's deportation machine. So while Spotify is in the national conversation this week, we're hoping everyone in this movement will continue to boycott the platform and use this opportunity to encourage others to do the same until it stops running ads for ICE. End quote. Indivisible's demands for Spotify are that they immediately terminate all advertising contracts with ICE and Department of Homeland Security, update their advertising policy to prohibit government propaganda and hate-based recruitment campaigns, and commit to defending civil rights and standing up for communities under threat from authoritarian actions. You can find more information on Indivisible's call for a boycott of Spotify at indivisible.org/cancel-Spotify. And just a quick recap of some of the events happening over the weekend. Tomorrow, Saturday, Bangor's annual Festival of Lights starts at 4:30 in downtown Bangor. The 45th annual Downtown Ellsworth Christmas Parade of Lights will kick off at 4 p.m., followed by a tree lighting. The annual Northeast Harbor Christmas Festival is all day, 8:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Main Street in Northeast Harbor and at the Northeast Harbor Marina. The Island Arts Association's 50th annual Holiday Craft Fair starts today from 10 to 5 and then continues on Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4 each day. That's at the Atlantic Oceanside on Eden Street in Bar Harbor. And the 5th annual Festival of Trees is happening on Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. at Rural Hall on Route 172 in East Surrey. Be sure to also check our community calendar at WERU.org for more. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@WERU.org. Take care, have a good weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.